I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. Governor Jay Inslee says inoculations with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine can resume in Washington State following a review by scientific experts in a Western States work group. The Seattle Times reports the Western States Scientific Safety Review Work Group, made up of vaccine experts from Washington, California, Oregon, and Nevada, met Friday to review data about the vaccine's potential risks after more than a dozen women nationwide developed rare blood clots. In a news release, Washington Governor Jay Inslee says the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the risks associated with it. The Federal Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday called for the 11-day pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to be lifted after federal regulators reviewed data on blood clots and assessed risks associated with the vaccine. Out of nearly 8 million people who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, just 15 women developed blood clots. Johnson & Johnson vaccine providers will now provide info about the risk and info about symptoms to watch for after vaccination. An Idaho House panel has approved legislation intended to head off a half dozen executive actions from President Biden to combat what he called an epidemic and an international embarrassment of gun violence in America. The House State Affairs Committee sent to the House the measure that prohibits Idaho government entities from upholding the executive actions announced earlier this month. The measure has already passed the Senate. Idaho already has in place legislation from 2014 stating that Idaho government cannot enforce federal actions that infringe upon Second Amendment rights. The additions to that law now being proposed with the new legislation seek to prevent Biden's executive actions from being enforced in Idaho. Biden's orders include a move to crack down on so-called ghost guns, homemade firearms that lack serial numbers used to trace them and are often purchased without a background check. Biden also moved to tighten regulations on pistol-stabilizing braces like the one used in Boulder, Colorado, in a shooting last month that left 10 dead. The braces for handguns allow them to be fired from a shoulder like a rifle. Biden is also seeking red flag laws allowing family members or law enforcement to, with a court order, temporarily bar people in crisis from accessing firearms if they present a danger to themselves or others. The Idaho legislation, if it becomes law, is retroactive to January 20th and prevents all government entities from enforcing any executive order, federal law, treaty, agency order, or rule of the U.S. government involving firearms, firearm components, firearm accessories, or ammunition that conflicts with the Idaho Constitution. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. A Lewiston man is in custody following a hit-and-run incident Friday evening that resulted in severe head injuries for a boy riding his bike. Lewiston police say a 10-year-old boy was struck at around 6:30 p.m. by a car on the 1700 block of 8th Avenue Boulevard in the Normal Hill area. The boy, who was taken to St. Joseph Regional Medical Center before being transferred to a Spokane hospital, was struck by a gray sports car driving at a high rate of speed. Witnesses to the incident say the car then sped away. Police say the boy's father was also struck and suffered a minor leg injury. According to a news release, a citizen in the area showed police an image of the suspect's vehicle that was taken by an external camera. About 90 minutes after the incident, Lewiston police located 20-year-old Keaton Brown of Lewiston, who was interviewed and arrested on two counts of felony hit and run, one count of felony aggravated driving under the influence, misdemeanor failing to provide proof of insurance, and misdemeanor reckless driving. Investigators are still seeking information about the incident. Anyone who hasn't yet been contacted by authorities is asked to call LPD at 208-746-0171. Legislation approved by lawmakers in the House prohibiting mask mandates by government entities in Idaho won't get a hearing in the Senate, the powerful chairman of the Senate Health and Welfare Committee said today. Republican Senator Fred Martin said that the committee is no longer meeting at this late date in the legislative session. He also said he has no plans to call it back to review and debate the mask mandate ban bill or any other bill. He declined to unilaterally say that the bill is dead, but bills that don't get committee hearings won't advance and are considered dead. Committee chairmen have significant power over what bills they choose to hold hearings on or let die with no hearing. Supporters of the bill said requiring masks violates personal rights. The bill's opponents said mask mandates are a local issue that should be decided by locally elected officials and that the masks effectively prevent the spread of the coronavirus. This year's legislative session has lasted more than 100 days, making it the third longest in state history. Martin cited that as another reason why he was reluctant to keep it going any longer. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.